I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The hearings for Amy Coney Barrett. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Senate Judiciary Committee, at least some of them, have arrived in chambers to vote on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court.
Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham was just on Fox and Friends and insisted that Judge Barrett's nomination will be sent to the full floor.
We're going to vote this fine lady out, probably the most qualified person to be nominated in decades, maybe ever, for the court. Deep in the law, she's not going to impose the law of Amy on the country. She's led a consequential life. And here's what's so important, Ainsley. For the millions of young conservative women who are pro-life, embrace their faith, there's a place at the Supreme Court for you. This is a historic moment. We're breaking a concrete barrier, but putting a conservative on the court like Amy Barrett.
We'll break in immediately with any urgent updates from the Senate Judiciary Committee this hour on Utah's Morning News.
Here locally, we're following a developing story in Davis County where the Highway Patrol is investigating an auto pedestrian crash along I-15. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the very latest. Mary?
Tim, this happened about 3 hours ago, but the HOV lane and left lane are still closed southbound between the 4th North and 5th South exits in Bountiful, and emergency vehicles are on the left with those flashing lights. So the Highway Patrol says a UDOT worker was getting back into the UDOT truck when a car coming by clipped them with their mirror. That worker was taken to the hospital before troopers got to the scene, but we did get an update that those injuries are non-life-threatening. This is where the freeway does a bit of a curve or a bend, and there are pillars there. So perhaps the driver may not have seen that UDOT worker in time. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Murray police are investigating a disturbing assault on a woman last night at a motel. We're told a woman was severely burned by a man at the Studio 6 near 66th South and 9th East. She has been sent to the U of U Burn Center in critical condition with burns on 80% of her body. Police say the suspect is still at large.
Former classmates of a murdered University of Utah student-athlete are hoping to get the Salt Lake County District Attorney to change his mind and prosecute a former officer assigned to her case.
We are disgusted and truly disappointed by his decision to not file charges against Miguel Darras.
Officer Darras was assigned to investigate when Lauren McCluskey accused her ex-boyfriend of stalking her and blackmailing her with explicit pictures. A Department of Public Safety report claims Officer Darras then showed those pictures to three other officers. The DA says there just isn't a state law that can be used to charge the officer.
A 30-year-old teacher at Roy High School is under arrest on suspicion of trying to entice and sexually exploit a minor.
30-year-old Brady Glenn Allen was ordered held without bail after court documents show Allen is part of an undercover operation with the FBI Child Exploitation Task Force from back in August. A detective portraying a 13-year-old child was contacted by Allen online, who asked for nude photos and wanted to arrange a meeting for sex. Layton police say Allen was arrested at that arranged meeting on Wednesday, later admitted he was the man talking to the detective who was posing as a child. According to the Roy High School website, Allen taught digital media. The school district says they are aware of the arrest and don't believe the school or any students were involved. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, an activist who spoke out about the dangers of social media for young people has passed away. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says that Colin Karchner warned about giving kids too much access to online media too soon.
Colin Karchner would parody social media on his popular Instagram account, but he became an activist who toured the country warning kids and their parents about its dangers. The Deseret News says he used his Save the Kids campaign to show how social media can cause anxiety, depression, and even raise the risk of suicide for young people. He published op-ed columns on the danger and spoke at the 2018 TEDx conference in Salt Lake City. In all, a fellow activist estimated he spoke to as many as 500,000 people. Just this past week, he posted on Instagram warning parents to keep your kids, especially those girls, far away from the darkness of social media. Karchner's family says he died of natural causes at the age of 40. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Elise Thorm happened to be on the topics last night's debate in the Utah Attorney General's race. Democrat Greg Skordis wants more transparency.
When we investigate police officers in these officer-involved shootings, which I respond to and which I have responded to for 20 years, we need to make sure that the public knows what's going on. We need to set a timeline when body cams will be released.
While Republican Attorney General Sean Reyes doesn't think it has to be one thing or the other.
I don't support defunding the police because I don't think it's a binary choice between having to have what many who want in the community, more community boards, more programs. I think you can have them both.
The pair also sparred over Utah's involvement in a lawsuit aimed at overturning the Affordable Care Act.
The second and final presidential debate will be held tonight.
The debate commission announcing, in an effort to limit the interruptions that dominated the first debate, this time microphones will be silenced some of the time when it's not the candidate's turn to answer questions. President Trump criticizing the debate rules, the moderator, and the topics that will be covered.
And I think it's very bad that they're not talking about foreign affairs. They're supposed to be talking about foreign affairs. And I think that the anchor is a very biased person. Her parents are very biased.
Marcy Gonzalez, ABC News, Nashville.
Check out Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news from 3 to 7 for the latest, and then we'll have live coverage of the presidential debate. It starts at 7 on KSL News Radio and the KSL News Radio app.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.